More than 40 high schools in 12 weeks.
It's my legacy to keep y'all and teach y'all what it means to be a man.
This is the High School Football Countdown to Kickoff Tour with Brooks Carter.
We've got to find out what they can do and put them in a situation that makes them successful, where they don't have to think a whole lot, that they can react and just use their athletic ability.
On ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
We're going to win a lot of games. You're going to be highly successful.
And welcome back into the Local Zone here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I'm Brooks Carter. Shortly after 2:15 here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday afternoon. And it is time to continue our high school football countdown to kickoff tour. We will bring in the head coach of the Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe Warriors LFO, Bo Campbell. Coach Campbell, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Brooks. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic, and this is one of my favorite things about my job is getting to talk with high school football coaches from around the area. And you are one of my favorite coaches to talk to, especially kind of following your journey with your team over the last few years. I've kind of detailed the history of your tenure there previously on the radio, but just to recap the audience, winless to one win to 5-5 year in your third year, and now this past season, getting back to the postseason for the first time in almost 10 years with LFO. Coach, it's been quite a journey through these 4 years, and you've kind of now established your program where probably I assume you wanted it.
Yeah. I mean, we're not there yet. I mean, we can't be satisfied with what we've done, but at the same time, I've been very proud of the work ethic of our kids, our young men, and going into it, you know, we knew we needed to work harder than a lot of other people and to get better. And I feel like our guys really bought into that belief and the process. And you know, we've been really excited about what's happening. And we just need to keep building on off each year. And by the way, you know, I appreciate you what you said. You know, we try to do the right things. And you know, we enjoy. I really appreciate what you and these other guys do to help our program, promote our program, and promote our young men. So, we just got to keep on building off this and not be satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking back at the 2018 season, just for a few minutes before we kind of start diving into the upcoming season and team that you've got here in 2019, as I just mentioned, you went 7-4, wound up finishing second in the region. So not only did your team make the playoffs, you actually were able to host a home playoff game. Obviously not the result you wanted in that loss, but being able to put your team in that kind of position last year, finishing second in the region, what has it kind of been like this offseason comparatively to previous years where you've kind of established that winning culture now?
Well, you know, I feel like we need to take it to the next level. You know, we talk about that with our kids all the time is, you know, we need to take it to another level. And when you get in bigger games, in a good way exposes you to, you know, things that you need to work on, you know, and kind of helps our kids see, hey, you know, we need to get stronger, we need to get quicker, we need to get faster, because when you get in those bigger games, you're playing better opponents, and you know, it's kind of funny, you know, we're now at a different kind of level of learning, whereas, 4 years ago, we were at the level of, hey, let's just try to win a game and do the right things, and you know, from where we come until now has been tremendous for our kids. And, you know, each year I've been really proud of them because each year they learn more and more about what we need to do to get better. You know, we concentrate a lot on us instead of other people. And I think by doing that, it kind of helps our guys see what they need to work on.
Yeah, it's a little bit different mentality from going from the hunter to the hunted, which is perhaps an approach that your team may have to look at this year, considering that, it's not a secret anymore that LFO is a strong football program. You're not going to be sneaking up on anybody anymore.
Well, you know, the way I feel about it, and I tell our kids this anytime, you know, all the time, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, if you watch, and you know, everybody watches college football, you know, college baseball, you know, with the baseball tournament going on right now, and you know, super regionals and stuff. I mean, anybody can beat anybody. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you can't go in thinking you're the big, you know, the hunted or the hunt, you know, the hunter. You know, I feel like you go in, we, like I said before, we go into it of, you know, hey guys, let's do what we do, let's control the controllables and what we do, and then everything else should happen for us. You know what I'm saying? The good things should happen.
Looking back at your running back from last year, Nathan Williams had an absolutely incredible season. Just last month, wound up signing a scholarship to continue his football career at a Division II Shorter University down in Rome. Talk about him, replacing him. What's it looking like on the offensive side of the ball? Because he was the catalyst for that offense last year.
Oh, definitely. Nathan was a guy that, you know, we hated to lose, but at the same time, he's doing bigger and better things now, and we're very proud of him. But he's a tough one to replace. But, you know, we feel, you know, last year is kind of funny. When we were 2 years ago, when we were 5-5, we had lost a lot of seniors that had started since their sophomore year. And those guys, they got beat up those first 2 years. And, you know, we felt like by losing those guys that we felt like it was going to be hard to take it to the next level and you know, be better than 5-5. And, you know, our guys bought into it and bought into the process and decided, hey, we're going to be better than the team last year, even though we graduated a lot. And you know, I feel like our guys have that mentality now that they want to be better than the year before. And, you know, we got a couple of guys that have been working their butts off, their tails off to get better in James Beddington, who's actually got a couple looks by Harvard for football, and then Josh Havman, who's done a really good job. We moved him from offensive line to fullback position. And then we got a couple younger guys that have kind of showed us some stuff in the spring. So I really feel like going into it, we may have even a bigger stable of fullbacks than we had. Of course, you didn't have to have them when you had Nathan. So, you know, we feel like we've got a stable of fullbacks now to kind of help us in that offense.
Talk about the rest of your offense. What's the quarterback position looking like coming into this season and the offensive line?
I really feel like that's two areas that I think that is going to be a strong point for us. I really feel that we got – you know, Malachi Powell is back as our quarterback. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, you talk about a guy that works harder than anybody up there. I mean, he, you know, he's about 215, 220 pounds now, really put on a lot of bulk. And, you know, he was a guy that wanted that position last year and kind of and earned it for us during the summer and during the preseason, and did a great job of running a brand new offense for us. Because you got to be very smart in this offense, and he did a great job, so we're excited about getting him back, and he's going to be even better than he was last year because he's developed himself in the offseason. At offensive line, we've got some guys that have really stepped up. You know, Justin Swindle's back for us. We're going to move him to center. He's done a great job in spring at center. Noah Haney, who's a two-way player for us, that, man, I'm telling you, just gives it all he's got every play. We've got a couple of guys that are kind of working at guards right now so we can figure out who's going to be the starter there, and Matt Hope and a couple of other guys. And then we've got Noah Fye and Gavin Holloway and some other guys that are giving us some looks at tackles. So I really feel coming into it, we have a lot of experience there at the offensive line and at quarterback. And then our receivers, we've got some experience coming back with them. So I really feel offensively we've got a lot of experience coming back, you know, outside of our fullback, Nathan. You know, we've got a stable fullbacks. And then our slots, we got about four or five guys we can kind of interchange in there. So we're looking all right on offense.
On the defensive side of the ball last year, your team at times was just absolutely terrific. Six of your 10 regular season games last year Your defense only allowed 18 points or less. In fact, pitched a shutout one time, and just all around a great defensive effort for the most part of the season last year. What are they going to be looking like coming into 2019?
You know, I feel like that's defensively is something we've got to work on this year. I think we graduated about. I think we figured out about 7 out of 11 from last year. So, you know, we had quite a few that had been playing there for a little while. So I felt like going into last season that was going to be a strong point for us, and it really turned out to be that way. But this year, you know, I feel like we've got some new guys and new positions. We do have, you know, defensively we do have our most of our defensive line back, which helps. We've got, of course, you know, James Beddington back, who was, you know, all county and all region. Then we've got Todd Thornburg at middle linebacker, who's been our leading tackler for the last 3 years. Then we've got a couple new backers we're kind of looking at. And then in the secondary, we had to replace a lot of secondary guys that I really was kind of worried about. But in spring, we had some guys step up that really did some great things. So, after we went and played our spring game versus East Ridge, and after watching that, I felt like our defense flew around. So I was really, really impressed with them, and I'm excited about what they're going to show this year.
Looking ahead to your first game of the season, got a big Catoosa County rivalry with Heritage there. It's actually going to be featured our week one game of the week here for ESPN 105.1 The Zone. So we're excited to be getting down to Fort O and broadcasting that game at LFO High School. Talk about the importance of starting off the season with an inter-county rival like Heritage.
You know, Heritage is always a great, great first game for us because it kind of gives us a kind of looks. It kind of makes us look at kind of where we're at. Last year, we felt like that going into it, we were ready, and I felt like we went into it and. There were some things that our guys didn't do very well, and it kind of helped us, you know, with it being a non-region game. Yeah, it's important because it's a rivalry, but with it being a non-region game and then being 4A, it kind of helps us see where we stand and what we need to work on. So, I feel like, you know, it's always a rivalry for our guys. You know, we haven't beat them since I've been over here, so that's kind of one thing that we've been working on. Is getting the upset versus Heritage, and we're working at that, you know, and I feel like going into this year that going into every year, we've got a chance to beat them. We just can't get in there and let the first game jitters get to us, which I think has kind of happened the last 3 years.
Talking with Coach Bo Campbell, the Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe High School head football coach. Just a couple of more minutes with him here on the countdown to kickoff tours we continue at throughout the course of the summer. And, Coach, I want to talk about that a little bit. I've asked several of the coaches I've had on so far. This is an interesting part of the year for a high school football coach, considering, you don't get to see your guys every day like you would during the school year in the spring when you first kind of get a hold of them during spring practice for this upcoming 2019 season. What kind of approach do you really take between the end of the school year in the spring and finally getting them back where you can kind of see them every day once the school year gets started again in the fall?
Well, you know, I think the approach is, you know, we try to outwork our opponents, and the one thing that we're doing this summer is, you know, we're there each and every day trying to work out hard and get better, and to get stronger, quicker, faster, and you know, I've been blessed to have some great coaches that help us out that have done a real good job of not just coaching their position groups, but helping in the off season develop our guys. So. I really feel like that we're going to work hard this summer, and you know we are communicating with them a lot of times. We've got a good relationship with our guys to the point where we kind of keep track of them during the summer and make sure everything's going okay with them and their families and different situations. So, and then we'll have some 7-on-7s, and then going into our preseason scrimmage. You know, I really feel like we do a good job of kind of keeping track with them during the summer, and they know they can call us at any time. And we've got a really special relationship with a lot of our kids, so that's kind of how we keep up with them.
Coach, I appreciate the time. Hope you have a great summer individually, as a person, as well as with your team. Don't work too hard. I know it sounds like you've already been going at it as much as you can be for a high school football coach. But hope you have a great summer building up towards the fall camp, and good luck this upcoming season.
Well, I appreciate it, Brooks. And again, man, thanks for all you do for sports and high school sports, and, you know, helping these young men get promoted. So we really appreciate you.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you once again.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Once again, that was Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe LFO High School. The Warriors head football coach, Bo Campbell, joining us on the hotline. 648-1051 is the phone number as we continue our high school football countdown to kickoff tour throughout the summer here on the Local Zone. Stay tuned. Going to continue here on the show. ESPN 105.1 The Zone, ESPNChattanooga.com.